Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Here's football legend Jamie Redknapp for new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins footwear.
Imagine playing football against no defence or goalkeeper. How easy would that be? That's what it's like putting on my new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. There's nothing stopping my foot from just going in. I just step in and I'm done, with no bending down to touch my shoes. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn, so my foot slides into place. Then the heel pillow technology keeps my foot comfy and secure.
Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store or Skechers.co.uk.
This episode of the Long Run Podcast is sponsored by Skechers.
Evening, yeah, they are listening, watching this in the evening, aren't they? Good evening, everybody, and welcome to one of our world famous pre-recorded long run show specials with me, Chris Ford, or Hayden, as I've called myself, Jatilla, birthday boy, and Hayden, also Hayden. Anyway, Toby's here. So tonight we're doing a pre-record because we were lodging it in Paphos. We'll come on to that in just a second. So we're going to be over the next 30 minutes. This is a condensed show. This one because basically I want to go and have something to eat, and I know the rest of the team do because we just did a live show where Toby upset everybody at the Windsor 10K. But we've got five or six emails that we're going to go through, and hopefully some of that is going to interest you. We're going to be talking about running shoes, expensive running shoes. We're going to be talking about going for a sub two half. Somebody's lost their mojo. Somebody's asked us a really random question, which I'll leave as well. And someone's asking about carb loading. So we're going to try and get through those tonight. So just to give you a bit of a flavour of what we're going to be talking about in this show over the next 30 odd minutes. But before we do that, Toby's going to sing Ben Happy Birthday. Go, Toby.
That's Hayden's job, but he's not here.
Oh, because you're going to be watching this, listening to this, whatever, on Friday, hopefully, unless you pick it up on your run. And it is actually Ben's birthday. Happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
It's like
happy
the voice.
Happy birthday.
Hang on, wait there. Do it again.
Happy birthday to you.
I turned around. Did you see that on my chair? Tom, you got no idea what I'm talking
about.
Everyone
on the podcast could now think I just sang Ben the happy birthday.
Yeah. Well done, Chitilla. Give a round of applause.
And
First ever singing.
What club are you joining, Ben?
I'm going up an age category.
Yeah.
Two?
240.
But does that actually make a difference to your times for Boston?
Not for Boston, no. Just park run.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, Ben's 40 today when you're listening to this, watching this. And we are out in Cyprus for the... Why are we here?
We're running a half marathon.
No, you're there to party. Let's be honest. The half marathon comes second.
Yeah,
Watch the video of this, you're going to be upside down somewhere, probably locked in a cell. Much to your enjoyment. It's going to be brilliant. Anyway, so if you're in Paphos, we can only apologise now. If you're looking to go and run a really good time at the Paphos half, we apologise now for getting in your way. And we apologise now for the noise that we'll probably make. And just a general apology. Ben, do you want to apologise now as well?
To the people of Cyprus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I offer my heartfelt apologies.
He can't help it. It's his birthday. You've got to let him off, right? Now, Ben, I've got a serious question for you. He looks nervous. Over the last 40 years, what would you say is the most important thing that you've learned?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Weren't expecting that, was you?
No, I really was.
We have an old guy. Listen,
what's the most important thing I've learned?
Has that been running related?
No.
I think it's, you have. I think for me, it's this is going to sound really corny.
No, it's not.
But I think it's regret the things you do rather than the things that you don't. So go and do things,
yeah,
as opposed to regretting that you wish you'd gone and done them.
Okay. Just
grab life by the...
Yeah. Basically, what you're telling everyone to do is cowboy up.
Basically,
good boy.
Cowboy up, go find a policeman.
Jesus
Christ. Sayonara.
Have you done a cowboy experience, Ben?
Maybe, Ben, maybe we should go, right? No, this is interesting. This is really interesting. Listen to this, Ben. You're going to like this.
Have I emailed these questions?
No. This is not from Ben. Jatila, have you heard of Casey Neistat?
Sorry, who?
Have you heard of Casey Neistat?
No.
Bit of toe.
I think that's a no.
Have you heard of him?
No.
Tope?
No.
Not the YouTuber?
No. I don't really do this sort of stuff.
Not heard. Ben, no. Google him.
How? What, right now?
How'd you spell his name?
C-A-S-E-Y. Casey. Nice set.
Yeah. Nice. Well, oh, there we go. Straight up.
It's no. Like, apart from Mr. Beast, you then got Casey. It's like, second not biggest.
American YouTube personality.
Okay, right.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's scary.
Yeah. So Casey, one of his recent videos, and we will get onto the questions, by the way. We're not going to do what we did last time. But Casey famously runs the New York Marathon, the City Marathon, every year. He had a bad accident years and years ago and was told he'd never be able to run. So he just went, stuck two fingers up, said, I'm going to go and do it. And he runs the marathon, the New York City Marathon, most years. But he did a video about this recently. It's a really good video, right? Even if you're into YouTube or not. But about his battle to break the 3-hour marathon. Now, again, this is all relative, right? We're not doing this because it's about the time. It's actually the battle that he went through. Because it doesn't matter if it's 6 hours, 3 hours, right? What he went through is really, really interesting. But he wanted to break the 3-hour marathon. He brilliantly does it in this video that he just did. And I'd recommend any runners that's interested, just go and watch it. I can't remember the name of the video, but it's one of his recent ones. It's his battle to break the 3-hour marathon. And there's bits of it from this year's New York and how he failed. And he reached, I think, was he 45? I think he reached. And he was just like, I'm never going to do this and all this sort of stuff. It was the battles, I think, that we all can resonate with, yeah? And then listen to this, Ben. This is why I got onto the point. He then went to the Tucson Marathon and he beat the sub 3. Spoiler alert, beat the sub 3. So going back to the point of Ben not being done in the cowboy thing, Ben, we could go to Tucson. I could take you out there. We could do a bit of riding about and then we could do the Tucson Marathon. Although it's very up and down. The roads are like this because of where the water runs off the mountains, they get the flooding. So they're deliberately built like that because of the flash flooding. But that's where he broke three. So if you fancy going to Tucson to do the marathon, I'll come with you.
Okay.
You up for that?
Yeah, why not?
Hope could get it for you for your 40th birthday present.
No,
this
I heard
this is miles.
He's got enough of them.
Nah, we can't do that. I heard that Chris was paying for you to go.
I have what?
Take Hayden's jet. I mean,
oh, we could take Hayden's jet. Yeah. That's a good point. Right. So anyway, we totally digress. But on a serious point, I would definitely recommend watching that video from Casey. It's really interesting about that human battle. To, you know, being told not that he couldn't do something and then wanted to break that 3-hour and he does it in such an eloquent way. Okay, right. So you can send emails into us at Ben at what email address?
longrunshow@gmail.com.
And we may at some point decide that we're going to read them out. We tried to do this last time, we failed miserably, but today I genuinely we've got 5 or 6 that we are going to go through. We're going to start here and we're going to back these out in the next 22 minutes. The first one is from, and I'm going to get his surname totally wrong, So, and I should apologise to Fanning. If I get your name wrong, it's not my fault. I'm an idiot. John, I think it's Betterwald. I'm totally saying this wrong, by the way. Betterwald. John Betterwald. Are expensive running shoes worth it? I am training for the London Marathon and do I need a carbon-plated racing shoe or running shoe? Sorry, running shoe. Question mark. And all the other people have wrote some really nice stuff, by the way, but I've just taken the questions out, okay? So, Tobe, straight to you. Mr. Max Road 6. Are expensive running shoes worth it? He's training for London and does he need a plated shoe?
It depends on how much you value it. Ultimately, do you need it? No. Will it help you? Potentially. So really, it depends on what value you put on the maybe 1% increase you may get over that marathon. If that. It really depends what you're going for.
Okay. Jatila, when you qualify for Boston, what shoes were you wearing?
I was wearing Puma Nitros, not carbon plated.
And she qualified for Boston, which you ran. So what time did you run?
3:25. And I didn't even know what a carbon-plated shoe would do for me at that point. Not a clue.
So I think that proves one thing straight away. And the answer to this is no. But the reason you ran at times because you trained your butt off and you've done a series of training plans. You've got, you know, your strength work done. You've done all the things correctly, right? So that's what produced that time, not the shoes. That said, you now have a pair of Alpha Flies. Yeah, she loves them. she's so excited when you say Alpha Fly. Do you now feel quicker in that shoe versus the Puma?
Yes, I do. And although I probably wouldn't choose to wear the Alpha Flies, if anybody who doesn't know, I have invested in a pair of Alpha Flies. Chuck them on the old Klarna because I can't afford them because they're very expensive. And I did notice a difference just in the way that the shoe responded to my foot over the shorter distances. Long distances, not for me. I will always race from half marathon up, probably until I find a good carbon shoe, like trainer for me, I will stick to my non-plated, my Puma Nitros. Beautiful.
Run them.
All day, every day for my races. Wow. I love them. But yeah, 5K to 10K Alphas, just because like they give me a little bit more stability, a bit of bounce, a little bit of propelling power. But as opposed to the longer distances and training, I'll stick to my non-plated. Absolutely love them.
And that's from somebody who's qualified for Boston. Ben?
I think I would fall on the side of Tobe there. I was going to call him Hayden. Of Tobe there. I think you've got to find a shoe that you're comfortable in, especially for those longer distances, for the half and for the marathon. I think I ran London last year in my Pro 3s and the sizing was just off. And you both saw the state of my toes at the end of that race where they were just white from because... And in my head, it was like, oh, I need to run in these shoes. And actually, it wasn't about comfort. And I've moved back to, I need to feel comfortable in the shoe. Mm. Having said that, the carbon plate shoe potentially gives you that psychological
placebo effect.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly it. And so, you know, so you might, there's some benefit there. So I think you've got to do what feels right for you. And if the shoe, you know, I love my Metas.
For people that Meta Speed Sky Plus is what he's referring to.
That's really important though. What you're saying is that you see so many people running in carbon plated shoes because they think they should be running in carbon plated shoes, and you look at the pronation.
Oh, don't get me started,
you just think you're going to break your ankle.
I saw a geezer. Funnily enough, in the Meta Speed Sky Plus, what he just said, which are really narrow in the heel at the Wrexham half. I just felt sorry for him. I thought someone told you to buy carbon plate running shoes and you think that's going to help. But just if I could film and show you what I'm seeing, you'd cry. You're just
scary. Thinking,
yeah, it was scary. He was literally like that. It was like hitting it like that. It was just, which way for you? Yeah, like that. It was so bad. The pronation was so bad. And I just thought to myself, who's giving you that advice? Probably watch some YouTuber. Giving shoe reviews, hero. But it's true, right? On that, yeah. Again, I said it to somebody on a comment today. I wouldn't pay too much attention to what people like me on YouTube say about shoes. And I'm not trying to do a disservice to myself here. We're all different people. We're all different humans. We all run differently. And I will give an opinion on something, right? Like the guys just did. But just because I say something's really good, like Thomas from Believe in the Run, absolutely hung out Brooks Hyperion Elite 4 to dry this week in the video. I really liked the shoe. I ran it at Watford half. I really enjoyed it. I had no problem with it. I thought it was a good shoe, whatever. Everybody's different is my point. So just because somebody on YouTube saying, yeah, this is the best carbon plated shoe I've run in all year, it might not work for you, just to give you a bit of a heads up, okay? And I appreciate why you watch the reviews. You want to find out about them. You might be into running shoes and all this sort of stuff. But maybe, reference where that person is in terms of their running and things like that and their running style. I've got a terrible running form. I've changed my running form. I used to be a heel striker. I'm now much more forward. And if you look at the Wrexham video that comes out Sunday, you'll see. Oh, actually, they're watching this. Anyway, you'll see that I'm really forward striking in that shoe because I've really moved forward in terms of my foot strike. So everybody's different. Okay. So just bear that in mind in terms of all these shoes and stuff like that. Right. Let's move on because we've only got 15 minutes left because this is a short episode, people. Remember, we need to eat. This is from. I'm just going to say Tina. Sorry, Tina. I'm going to leave it there. Tina, lovely email, but she wants to go for a sub-2 half marathon at the London Landmarks half marathon. Any tips for race day? Let's give her one tip each. Hayden. Which one? It's because I've changed all their names to Hayden. Jatila, give her one tip for a sub-2 half marathon.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm... I literally looked, I was like, is someone going to speak?
Watch the video back, 15:29, you'll see I've changed everyone's name. Good, Karen.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I know that we spoke on it last week, and I say last week as in like last week, but I highly, highly recommend just making sure that you focus on your pacing. Like, you are going to have a goal. Like, you've already said that you want to have a sub-2 hour marathon, and that's what you want to go for. Focus on your goal, focus on what you need to get to that point. And if it means, like we did mention, you're not going to, if you have a watch, if you have a smart watch, it's probably going to be off. You're running the London Landmarks half marathon, you're going to lose GPS. You're going to be crowded at the beginning. It's going to be extremely busy. You're probably not going to hit the target that you want to be hitting soon as that gun goes off because you're not going to be able to move. So just don't panic, stick to your pacing, stick to what you know is comfortable, and just get a good warm-up in beforehand so you know what your body feels like.
Give her two tips.
Yeah, sorry, that was kind of two.
So I'm not going to get I'm not going to give Toby a chance. Yeah. So that was pacing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, make sure you get your pacing sorted and prepare the fact there's no GPS. So you know what you're doing. And she's just said about doing a warm-up. Hayden, a.k.a. Ben, what's your tip for a sub-2 half?
Mine's going to be fueling beforehand. In that week up, make sure, that you are getting enough water in, getting the right fueling strategy for that as well. Race day, race day is important, but it's equally that prep. If you don't prepare on the run up to it, you might struggle.
So I just put my feet up.
I can see. I was wondering if you're going to stay awake for the rest of the episode.
I'm just wondering if they're going to stay up. Everybody who's, I've just put my feet up. That's how relaxed I am.
I wouldn't fall off the chair.
I can't. This was gifted to me by my friend. He's an absolute legend. He knows who he is. Okay. I'm going to do this one to you, Tobe, because I think this is quite relevant. Adam Turner. I didn't cock that one up. He's lost his mojo as he's got no races booked, Tobe. Do you know anybody like that? And he's really struggling. What can he do? And don't say book a race, because I will get in my car, drive to Nathan and knock you out.
Yeah, but it'll be a while because you'll stop at the fish and chip shop.
That is true.
So there we go. Can you bring
a chicken burger on the way?
I am hungry. No tomato.
Sausage sandwich. Sausage chaser. Go on, carry on. Look, ask the question. We're on a time limit.
What's the question?
He's lost his mojo, but he's got no races booked. And he's really struggling. Apart from booking a race, because that's the obvious, what can he do?
Go and find your local satellite club.
Hey! He's been there before.
Go and find someone to run with. Yeah. It's always what I do. When I don't want to run, see, I've got 4 or 5 people that are going.
Hang on. No, stop. Stop.
Who's the 4 or 5?
Who's the 4 or 5? You're saying to say 3 people.
I've got Simon.
Yeah.
Sabrina.
Yeah.
Ben at work.
What?
What?
You've got another Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Ben. I've got another Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. And?
Hayden.
Yeah.
And Milo.
Oh.
So out of order, isn't it? So
And of course, Chris, because he's otherwise.
Yeah, there we go.
But I think, you know, got people that can, you know, and I'm lucky in that respect. I understand that. It's like not everyone's got people around them that want to run and go out and run. And we got some nice places to run that really helps. Like, at the moment, if the weather can sort itself out, that'd be really useful.
Yeah, it's not raining.
But yeah, trying to find people to run with that you can kind of, it gives you that accountability and that commitment to go and do. And when you get, I was off since, what was it, middle December, didn't run at all till first couple of weeks in January. And I've only now, a week ago, when we're recording this, I've only kind of got back into the thing of actually kind of enjoying my running again. Because I've been having that period. And you've really got to get through that like initial 4 week period of going, this is hard, but I will get back to where I enjoyed it. And it is mental. It's a lot, very mental. By having the people to go out with, whether it's satellite, whether it's friends, whether it's whoever you can find. I mean, don't just go and find some random guy on the street. Might not appreciate it.
No.
Could work, I mean, but I'm not condoning it. But yeah, just go and find people and just run, but get through that initial 4 week period and then book a race.
I think I'm going to pick up on one thing in a second, but I think what you need to focus on, what was his name again? Oh, I've got the list. Adam. Is try if you can be motivated by the fact of getting consistent, because that ultimately is what will get you back in and get your mojo going. As soon as you find that consistency, which is what Tobe just alluded to, basically is what he's saying, is he's starting to become as consistent as Tobe can become. But if you can focus on trying to get consistent, and then that can literally just be going, you know, out for 10 minutes, back for 10 minutes, 3 times a week, right? And run, walking, whatever. Yeah, what's up?
I was going to have my input when you're done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go on now, go on.
I was going to say, just because I had this experience sort of literally a couple of days ago, is switching up what you do. I'm a creature of habit. I do the same routes every single week, and they can get a little bit boring, repetitive. You know what's to come. You know when you hit mile one. You know when you hit mile two, it gets boring. Switch it up. If you can maybe go and take a session where you take an evening out and you go to the track, change up the situation, change up the vibe. Maybe if you want to do a long run or you've got some spare time at the weekend, go and actually drive somewhere, which is a different location, a different bit of scenery. That means you don't necessarily need to have someone with you if you haven't got anybody there, but you've got a different view, you've got a different scenery. I've started running home from work, which for me that's in a marathon plan is great at the moment because the distance is enough, but the time goes so quickly when you're running from A to B. So that's another great way to sort of just try and push yourself out there because you know you need to get home. And yeah, that's definitely what I would.
I think they're brilliant tips, and I also like the fact that you raised your hand like you're at school.
We're not all doing that.
Ben, you've got like 30 seconds to give one tip because I want to move it. We've got 2 left.
Park run.
Yeah. Good boy.
Get along. Value added. I'm
yeah, 100%. Find your life. Honestly, what was his name again? Adam. Just go on parkrun.org.uk or whatever it is and just, yes, Tom.
Unless it's Barkley.
Yeah, don't go Barkley.
That'll put you off running.
Oh, yeah,
we'll just put our hands up now for the fun.
Yeah, we're all going to pass. I would say, okay, and I'm going to leave it. I would say, naturally, apart from doing all the things the guy said, join 40 runs, because you've also got the Global Run crew who go out twice a week. They do a virtual run twice a week with four sessions that you can pick from. You can go out there and you can be connected through the messenger group and find out what people are doing. I love the fact the other day when I was in Cheltenham and Mark was there from Birmingham and he took a selfie. He said, I need this for the Global Run crew, because he met Jamie, who's from the Global Run crew. They're like a virtual group within 40 runs, which is happening. And I just think it's amazing. They had their own picture at the National Running Show when we was all there, like a Global Run crew thing. They go out twice a week. It's free to join, get involved. You can go out at 7 o'clock. That's the sort of thing in terms of getting your consistency back. But like Tobe said, go and find one of our local satellite groups. We've got 40 over the country. There'll be more this year. So go along to that. But I think what Ben said is perfect. Parkrun. Parkrun is the one. Right. We've got 7.5 minutes. Although technically we have kind of answered Emily Stevens' question, because she was talking about carb loading before a race, whether she should do it. You spoke about it, Ben, briefly. Jatila, I know you alluded to the episode we did before about your intolerance with carb loading. I think we'll move quickly through it, because you did say that, didn't you, Ben, about your carb loading?
Yeah, absolutely. I love pizza, pasta in the few days running up to it. I absolutely love it. Sorry, Jatila.
But you don't need a bucket of pasta the night before. I'm just telling you now, right? Don't be thinking you've got to eat your whole body weight in pasta and it's going to help you at mile 22 or mile 12. It ain't. It's probably going to have the reverse effect. All right? So just increase slightly over the course of the week your carbohydrate intake. But make sure you balance that out with, obviously, you know, all the other good stuff you should be eating. And more importantly, drinking as well. Making sure you're getting enough electrolytes and things like that in the week. Right. We've got 6 minutes. And this is a fun one to finish on. I left this one at the end. And this is from...
Should someone else have had these names to read out?
Honest, I think they should have.
This is not really my job.
You actually can't see him anymore. If he goes down any lower...
I'll be honest, I could show the camera. I'm so relaxed at the moment. I'm almost like horizontal.
It's like Hayden standing up. This.
No, I'm still taller technically than Hayden at the moment. And and he's got still hairier feet despite having them waxed in Vegas. She says, this is Jen. I'm now making names up because I can't read it. I'm not joking either. I've just made that up. I'm not even going to try. What do you guys listen to when you run? Obviously, apart from this award-winning podcast, Natch. I don't care you got your hand up. We're going to go around the room. So Jen wants to know, Tobe, what do you listen to when you run? Or do you not listen to anything other than me?
Well, if I'm running with you, it doesn't matter what I'm listening to. All I hear is you. If you're within like a mile radius, all I hear is you. And that is it. I mean, the problem is you've got to do a bit of running. To be honest, most of the running I've been doing recently has been with other people. And to be fair, I don't actually wear headphones when we're other people because they just don't work, because unsociable, but people just talk over them.
That's again me, by the way.
I'm so rubbish with music. So it is normally music over a podcast or anything, but I'm so rubbish with music. I trust Spotify to choose what I want to listen to better than me. So I just go play something I like.
Does it play any country type?
Nah. The car probably will, because you've been in it. Yeah, you go. Oh, you probably like this.
Can't you like
my Spotify? You haven't got into it, yeah.
Yeah, Hero Station. Ben, what do you listen to? Apart from obviously this award-winning podcast.
Obviously this award-winning podcast. I normally catch up on an episode if I haven't been on. But outside of that, there was someone on the Facebook group who put BBC Sounds Pacesetter. They do some really cool playlists on there. There's a really nice, like really good 80s one on there that I really like. It's 2 hours. Mm. Other than that, so I'm trying, much like I might just put my phone on shuffle, or a bit of David Guetta. I have to say that was my go-to during marathon training last year, and just I like the kind of club vibes Ibiza music when I'm running, just to get me going, and if I can try and sing along. But yeah, like Toby said, most of the time I'm running with someone who drowns out any music that I have.
Hayden.
I can't hear him from up there. Yeah, you know, it's too much height difference. Yeah,
different heights. Hayden, I mean, Chatilla, sorry.
Well, on top of everything, I was going to say, well, just for context, I first started listening to podcasts for Boston Marathon training, and a lot of them just were just not feeling it. And then I came across Long Run Show. And I literally listened to pretty much, I think, probably every single episode from the beginning all the way up during Boston training. And it actually got me through. So finding a good podcast, whether it be a sport-related podcast.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
Something that you're into, go for it. And then recently, on my weekday runs, I have been introduced to Daylist on Spotify. So if you go on Spotify and you type in Daylist, it actually brings up not your daily mix, but it brings up a different playlist for you specifically for that day. So I've just been chucking that on.
And I like that.
It's been
that's a good
fantastic.
Tip.
Yeah.
So Daylist. The BBC, what, Daylist on Spotify. What was the one you said, Hayden? Ben?
Paysetter on BBC Sounds.
Paysetter on BBC Sounds. That's really good, actually. I'm going to do that
Daylist.
What is it?
Daylist. Oh, just put in Daylist and it'll bring up a completely personalised Daylist. Like list for you. Yeah.
Ben,
he's going to message you in about a week and go, yeah. No, in fact, he'll message me and go, can you message Chatilla and ask her what that was?
Yeah.
That way, I'll just put out this. That way I'm remembering it. But I want to listen to it. I think, has anybody listened to, I was going to say, what I was thinking about was, has anybody listened to like one of them audiobooks when they've been running?
Have you tried audiobooks when they got introduced on Spotify? And I just couldn't get the same vibe as I would listening to a normal podcast. They just seem very like you're listening to someone that's recorded an Alexa sound. It was quite draining for me.
Okay, interesting. All right, now, because I know some people actually hammered all the audiobooks. audiobook sales dropped dramatically. It's interesting because some people I've seen it in the Facebook community and stuff like that people said about audiobooks and things like that. It is booming in terms of people listening to us. I think podcasts are obviously massively popular, whoever you listen to. I know there's some terrible ones out there, but some awesome ones out there. But I think, yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it? I think everybody's like everything. It's each to their own. Do you listen to anything differently in a race versus what you're training, Ben?
Yeah. So in a race, I'll tend to, and I think with this, when you're listening to it, make sure, obviously, if you're on a road, you can, still hear traffic and people around. Generally in a race, I will have, so I won't do a podcast. I'll just have,
music.
Yeah, music loaded, and it's normally Guetta first.
I've just thought of saying.
God.
And it's a great way to finish the show. Listen to this, right? So I was at Wrexham, half, bowling along as you do. And I went up to this geezer, and he said to me, I'm just listening to you. He was in the Wrexham half. He goes, I was just listening to you. You're like on here. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm here. And he went, no, but I'm listening to you on here. I went, yeah, I know that, but I'm here. And then we had this conversation. And he was actually listening to the show while I was running alongside him. How weird would that be?
I did that when I ran. I did a 17 miler in Hemel last year, and I was listening to an episode, and Wilco was on it, and Wilco was running the race with me, and it was just like this. I can't cope. I almost pushed him in the canal.
How freaked out must have that geezer have been that I come up as he's listening to me. I know. Think about
it.
That's
you or
it's like 8D audio sound.
8D, yeah, it's like 4D sound. 4D sound. See what I did there, Toe?
It's amazing, mate. It's amazing.
Right, we've got to stop there because we all got to go and eat. Now, we do need to wish Ben another happy birthday, but Chatilla, you can save your voice because what we'll do is we'll get Hayden to record a special happy birthday for him. So, Ben, we hope you're having a nice time. This time next week, when everybody's listening to this again, we can only apologize to the residents of Cyprus. We can only apologize now. Everybody's race is ruined because of us. Everybody's race pictures are ruined because Ben's got extremely long arms and big hands. We apologize to the men who work in the police department at Cyprus. Yes, he is deliberately trying to get himself arrested. We apologize for that as well. And we apologize to everybody, basically. We're really sorry. That's just the way we roll. Thanks to the team. Thanks to Skechers. I don't know whether I gave them a shout out at the front end of Tobe. I can't even remember. I'm trying to still remember the playlist thing that she said about. It's like part of my ADHD brain. So thanks very much to Skechers. Go over to Skechers.co.uk. That is it. That's the end of this pre-record. We will be back live next week. Recapping Ben's birthday. We don't know whether he'll be on it. I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what's going on.
He's still going to be in Cyprus.
I'll still be in Cyprus
in that cell.
Yep.
Loving life. I better take my feet down, Tobe. So we will see you all next week live. And I think that's about it, Tobe. So you better take us out before I get myself into any more trouble. Bye.
Happy
everyone.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.